Smell that?
It's the airing of a lot of dirty laundry.
Ken, Colleen, and Kurtz, what happened?
On Star 102.5.
So we chatted with Rachel. She was looking for some help to track down Lewis. Hasn't heard from him after their date. She thinks he could be just being a jerk. But she wants to know what happened. So we have found Lewis and time to get his side of things. Hey, Lewis, how you doing?
I'm okay. Well,
we are calling because Rachel got a hold of us. She was wanting some help. She said that you guys had gone out, dinner and drinks, and she thought you had a reasonably good time and thought there would be another date, but hasn't heard from you. Says you're ghosting her. Is that true? Are you ghosting her?
okay. I wouldn't say that. I thought the date was okay. I thought there might have been some potential there for sure.
Okay.
But, I don't know.
All right.
Did she do something? Did she say something?
It's not... actually, it's not something she did. Well, sort of it is. I really don't want to trash her on the air or anything.
Okay.
Well, she did ask us to call you,
so she wants to know.
Truth.
Yeah.
Yeah. Okay. Yeah. I guess I can do that. I think she's really cool. I just think her outfit choices are a little strange.
Huh.
Okay. So what was she wearing that you thought was strange?
Well, she was dressed as if she still lived in the 1990s.
Like what, a flannel and Doc Martens? Like what was she wearing?
Well, yeah, almost spot on. she was wearing these huge overalls with a flannel t-shirt, a flannel shirt underneath.
Uh-huh.
And on top of that, she actually had one of those chokers.
Wow, that was Colleen, 1993.
Okay, because you're this is your area. You know me. I know nothing about fashion.
Although I will say that I feel like overalls have come back in, and actually maybe chokers as well. I mean, I think that this is making a bit of a resurgence.
But this is really a deal breaker.
Well,
this turned you off that much?
I mean, it was like going back in a time capsule. It was just very peculiar and strange, I thought. It's like she never grew up.
Okay. Well, of course, she's listening in. So, Rachel, Lewis is saying that he felt like dating you is dating someone he found in a time capsule. he wasn't caring for the way you dressed on the date.
I heard. Well, I can reassure you, I am... grown. I did grow up just fine.
Mm-hmm.
It's just what I like.
It's what you like to wear.
It's clothes I like.
Okay.
That's fair, but I mean, you have to admit it's a little strange. I mean, there have been significant advances in fashion, since 1990.
does that make me a bad person because I like the style of clothes from the 90s?
No.
Glad they're coming back in style. I'm happy for it.
I mean, I guess it's kind of reassuring that you're actively making a choice to dress like that.
of course I do. Like, you make it sound like I came in there in like a Victorian dress or something. For the record, who are you to be commenting on my fashion sense? If you're going to be like that, seriously... do us all a favor. Don't ever, ever, ever wear one of those Ed Hardy shirts around me ever again.
Oh, boy.
Please don't.
Ed Hardy?
Oh, boy.
Oh, it's like that. Oh, what's wrong with Ed Hardy? Oh. Ed Hardy's my boy.
Your next date is you guys go shopping together.
Oh,
how
God.
Nice would this be? You can pick out outfits for each other. There you go.
Sound like fun?
We might have to bring another friend, because obviously we both have poor taste.
All right. Well, I mean, Lewis, look, she's laughing. Are you still wanting to go out with her? I mean, is this really a deal breaker for you?
I'd give it another shot.
I was going to say, come on, of all the things, to not want to go out with someone again. This isn't it to me, but okay. You have each other's contact information. Rachel, you wanted to know what happened.
Mm-hmm.
Now you do. So if you want to try getting a hold of him again, maybe Lewis, you'll answer her back this time, and you guys can go out and hit the mall.
There you go.
Good luck to both of you. Thanks for being on the show. Take care. Bye.
Thank you.
dumped, ghosted.
Call the Ghost Busters.
Ken, Colleen, and Kurtz, what happened on Star 102.5?